Good afternoon, Wrangle. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1 o'clock, and we have our guest, Lucy Robinson, in the studio today. She is here to talk about what's happening at Parks and Rec, and you can call in anytime to ask a question or just say hi. That number is 874-2345. Lucy, thank you for coming in today.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me in the studio today, June.
Okay.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. I would need to count how many times we've had you in for this program.
It's been a lot. I think I was one of the first.
You were the
adult
first.
Prom.
Yeah, you were.
That was exciting.
Yeah.
And this is exciting, too.
Yeah.
I love Talk on the Rock.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you do a good job.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you for coming in.
Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
So we're talking about parks and recreation. There's always stuff going on at your center, different activities. But I think it seems like sort of as the seasons change, the activities change.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So summer is wrapping up. Mm-hmm. So give me a sense of, what were the kiddos doing this summer?
So many things. Okay. We had actually the kiddos, summer rec kids came here to KCK. And Cindy helped them tie-dye a bunch of tees, and I think you guys were all... Were you here when that happened?
I was here. I was watching from afar.
Yeah, you watch from a distance. That's the best spot to watch. No, it was really good. All in all, we've had an excellent summer. It's been a busy summer. We have our park maintenance guys are in the field mowing lawns and, maintenancing the things in the parks that need to be maintenance and cleaning the bathrooms and... also helping to maintain the parks in terms of dog waste and ensuring that we have the bags that people can take on the park and down at City Hall, the nature trail, and there's some at City Park and there's some at Shoemaker, and we actually have a dog bag dispenser right outside Wrangell Parks and Rec, the pool. Mm-hmm. Now also, so a big shout out to Mason, Trevor. They're out there kicking tail lawn-wise and park maintenance-wise, and we just really appreciate those guys keeping it clean, keeping it looking great. So they also help pick up a lot after the 4th of July festivities. Oh. So big old shout-out out to those guys. We had our summer Learn to Swim program, which is incredibly important. It's important to keep kids learning how to swim, teach kids to learn how to swim, keeping their skills up. We are surrounded by water. So that's an important factor as well. Swim lessons provide a certain level of social interaction and skill development outside of just the basic swimming skills. So it's pretty important.
Yeah.
New this year, we had a Jeff Ellis swim lesson curriculum. Which we implemented and instructors were trained and certified in. And then year after year, we're going to continue to develop that curriculum and implement it into our Learn to Swim program in the summer to keep it consistent and certify instructors so that everybody's teaching the same across the board.
Yeah. So that was new.
That was the Jeff Ellis program was new. We typically do provide Learn to Swim programs throughout the year or throughout the summer. But the Jeff Ellis swim lesson curriculum was new, and it went off really well. A huge shout out to Jamie Roberts and, there's Jimmy Bagan, Renee Roberts, Laura Helgeson, Skylar Larrabee, Adriana Larrabee, Ashley Allen, Aaron Ellis, Kate Thomas, everybody that pitched in to make sure that our kids are learning how to swim. We had 117 swimmers registered overall, which is massive. So ages 3 and up, can come to our program and learn how to swim. We had 54 in the June session and 63 in the July and August session. In fact, we're still going. We'll go through the 8th or 9th of August.
So, okay.
Yeah. So it's still rocking over there.
Yeah.
Lots of little tots cruising around.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We're really proud of it. We're very proud of our instructors, and how it's gone this year. So, and we just want to ensure that kids know how to and also utilize our facility in the off season of swim lessons. They bring their families and swim. It's a great family activity. As well, the facility offers up weights and cardio equipment where parents can bring their kiddos in, swim with them a little bit, and maybe you know, pop out and do a workout as long as the kids are old enough, seven and up. Mm-hmm. The kids can go swimming on their own as well. So, yeah. So it just ensures that people are active and you know.
It really is a good thing to have living in a community where you're surrounded by water.
Yep.
And I know that I told you I went down to Kentucky and I had heard that our city had cut a lot of funding for the local pools.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just a big deal. It's really important to teach your kids a life-saving activity.
It is. And it opens up a whole new world of aquatics activity. It doesn't necessarily have to be swimming laps or you know, back and forth or coming to the open swim. But we have, you know, paddle boards are a big deal for our local community members now. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of that. Kids go out in the floaties out at Shoemaker Park and float around. And it's just, you know, you have to implement all kinds of safety tools, you know, looking at the tides and everything when you're playing in the ocean or yeah. you're playing in lakes, you know, temperature and depth and the ability of the swimmer. But it just opens the door to so many activities other than just the pool. So
yeah.
And when you travel, there's water parks, there's rivers, there's lakes, there's all kinds of things that, you know, if you don't know how to swim, you can't enjoy them as much.
Yeah, so exactly.
We like it.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then, yeah, so
there's more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was more.
There was more
summer stuff.
Yeah, more summer stuff. Just to recap, we had the summer recreation program, which plays a crucial role in the development of social skills as well. It provides structure throughout the summer months with reading, games, arts, mindful activities, and community collaboration. And this program has been rocking out you know, activities for kids since 1976.
Wow.
So that's 43 years of programming. And we want to just continue to improve and develop and grow. We provide a safe, structured environment for Wrangell's youth where kids are encouraged to connect, play, create, and develop solid social skills. We kicked off this year with a 3-day training session with our staff. We also brought in Laura Davies, who is a teacher over here at Wrangell School District. And Ryan Howell came and actually chatted with our staff a lot about, you know, the behavioral challenges and solutions and building rapport with kids and connecting yeah. with kids. And we think it's really important to build that relationship so that you can manage some of the behaviors that crop up throughout the days, the weeks, the months. And they did a really great job. And Ryan Howe actually stayed in with our group for a couple of weeks and hung out and helped out. So
that's great.
That was awesome. This summer we had 79 kids registered within the program with an average of 25 to 30 kids mm-hmm. per day. And I should say we're still pumping out programming until August 9th. Mm-hmm. So if anybody's interested, go ahead and give the pool call or sign on to wranglerec.com. We've got the schedule there and the online registration is available. Our staff team are rock stars. You know, they working with kiddos day in and day out, you know, from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. They have lunch with them. And they take them to various activities. We're working with Corey Delabru and her staff with the Wrangell Forest Service. They do Forest Explorers every Tuesday. I know I'm going to miss somebody here that we collaborated with. I know we collaborated with you guys. Sarah Ludwig is our lead rec coordinator, mm-hmm. or rather summer rec staff. And Aaron Ellis is in there, as well as Skylar Larrabee, Adriana Larrabee, Ashley Olson, Laura Helgeson, Jimmy Begg, and Ryan Howe was on board. Yeah, just a star group of kiddos. And they take them swimming every Thursday. They go to the library every Thursday for reading as well. So the library ladies work hard to help implement that reading program within our group. So our kids are reading.
Yeah.
They're playing outside. They're hiking. We take them up Mount Dewey. We take them up Rainbow Falls. Mm-hmm. We take them out to the beach. And we do gym games and activities. And we created lesson plans this year where we implemented a lot of structure. And, you know, I don't know, whoever
a lot of structure.
Whoever's worked with kids,
yeah.
you got to, that structure is going to, win. You're going to win with structure.
Yeah.
You're going to, you know, the kids thrive off of it. And they do a much better job day in and day out when they've got some actual games and activities scheduled. So we pushed that hard this year. So
yeah, exactly.
Fun structure. You know,
yeah. It sounds fun.
Yeah, not sitting in a desk. It's a lot of activities, a lot of games, obstacle courses, and
oh man,
yeah, lots of challenges. So it's been fun. It's been good. We also had Party in the Parks. This is our second year for Party in the Parks, and we wanted to engage middle school kids in an outdoor setting. So we created Party in the Parks, which is a social event where kids can come together for snacks and outdoor games, a campfire and music. The gatherings take place several times throughout the summer, twice monthly typically. Sandra Forrester and a few of her pals have been working that program. And they've been a huge asset. We think that, you know, the attendance has increased due in part because of that relationship. Sandra worked in the school a little bit, and so she has kids that age as well, and so I think that really helped out. And a lot of the games are just super simple. Capture the Flag was a huge one. Like, everybody loved Capture the Flag. Very simple. Kids come, they play and run around the parks for 2 hours, and we did it the year before in 2018, and the kids were just running the entire time. Nobody was looking at their phone.
Yeah,
everybody was out playing. It was really great, and we actually had to gather them up and say, like, hey, please eat the food that we brought.
Oh yeah.
Just because they were so busy playing. So it was great. And we have two more of those coming up on the 7th of August. It's at Volunteer Park, and on the 21st of August it's at Shoemaker, and that's actually our last one. So Kenpo Karate, Nick Pearson volunteers his time to instruct. It's a family-friendly environment that focuses on respect, discipline, and the health benefits of traditional martial arts.
Yeah.
We've got 14 to 15 registered for that. It's each Tuesday through the month of August. Uh-huh. And we started that shortly after July 4th holiday. And so we just thought that'd be a neat thing to offer, you know, kids and adults who wanted to come on in and check that out.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to run it in the fall and winter months also. We just got to find a place to put it and make sure that we can fit it in. There's a lot happening this fall, so.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Did he approach you, or did you approach him?
He approached us last year, and it just didn't work out. I think he had gotten hired on to the Wrangell Police Department. Oh. And so we were going to run the program, and then he got that job. And then we had just kind of kicked it around a little bit, and then he connected again this last spring. And we finally pumped it out in July. So it was good. It's nice that we have so many folks in Wrangell willing to volunteer, and you know, it offers us kind of a plethora or a bigger diverse creative force that can come together and actually get these programs going. I know nothing about karate. I wouldn't be able to. I mean, I could try.
Yeah.
I could high kick.
I'm sure you'd be great.
Like, I could high kick to this table.
High kick, yeah.
Yeah. The table, it's like 3 feet. So that's my kick.
Give me a sense of how many volunteers and employees you have.
I believe off the top of my head, we have right now, it's hard because we have employees that rotate in and out. We work with a lot of WHS students, so Wrangell High School students work with us. We have you know, folks who will work in the winter and not in the summer, whether they're fishing or their season is busy in their other job. A lot of folks are, you know, Parks and Rec is a side hustle. It's a way for them to stay active. We pay people to work out.
Yeah.
We, you know, can get you 6 or 8 hours a week depending on what you're looking for, and that's kind of a nice pad to their to their bank account, as well as they get to use the facilities for free. So that's nice.
Yeah.
And we encourage physical fitness. You know, being a lifeguard requires strength and endurance. And so we encourage that. So I would say in between 15 and 20 throughout the year, staff. Volunteers, it's massive. And I wish I had those numbers off the top of my head. When youth basketball kicks around, there are over 150 opportunities for people to volunteer just for that program.
Oh my gosh.
Now, it doesn't mean that we've got 150 volunteers. Some of those volunteers are doing the same thing over and over again.
Uh-huh.
But between coaches, referees, score clocks, score books, it's massive. So that's why I'm always pushing, you know, for folks, parents that have kids in the program and people who are looking for volunteer work, come chat with us because we'd love to work you in there. We did some community outreach and we do this every year. We had the 4th of July fun run. This year was one of our biggest years with 75 participants. I think it's because Kate brought donuts, but I don't know that we announced that we'd have donuts. So for whatever reason, we had massive participation. As well, we had the Bear Fest swim, which was a free swim during the Bear Fest activities. Oh, I think it was called the Cub Swim or the Polar Cubs or something swim. And it was last Friday afternoon, and our summer rec staff actually facilitated that with games and activities. And we had over 40 swimmers at that, which was really fun. Our summer rec staff also hosted an aid station for the Bear Fest Marathon out at 13 Mile. Mm-hmm. So they were the ones high-fiving the marathoners coming out and heading back in. And we also help, we collaborate with the summer reading program and host the pizza swim party.
Yeah.
And Margaret and her crew do such a great job with that program. And so that is something that we are really proud to be a part of. And it's a lot of kids in the pool at once. So all of our staff essentially work that. So as many staff as we can get to lifeguard that to make sure everyone's safe.
Yeah.
And the pizza doesn't end up in the water, you know. We also support Wrangell High School students. We offer free facility access 4 weeks prior to the season start date and throughout the season of their sport.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if you've got a cross-country runner, have them get into the program or have them come into the facility and sign up, become a member, get a waiver signed, and they can come in and utilize the facility to ensure that they're building physical endurance and preventing injury, do some strength training, get on the cardio machines, get in the pool. And we do that throughout the year. So whether it's cross country, basketball, volleyball, we help out with that. Wrestling as well. We employ many high school students.
Yeah,
I don't know exactly how many we have, but a lot of our lifeguards are high school students as well as our summer rec crew. We encourage physical endurance, so that's kind of helpful for them. As well, they learn job skills, self-confidence, and they learn to work as a team. We also offer up open gym on Tuesdays with Coach Lori Brown, and I think that was in June and July. Lori facilitated that, of course. She was volunteering for that, but our gym was available to the kids, to the girls primarily, I think, to use to play ball.
Yeah.
And we work with the school throughout the year as well. If there's an overflow or a need for us to open up the gym, our older community center gym, they can overflow into that if they need practice time or whatever. So we do a lot to support the Wrangell High School as well. Gosh, there's so many things. That's kind of a wrap up of our summer.
Oh my gosh,
yeah,
Lucy.
I know, that was just summer.
Oh my gosh, that was so much.
I know. Well, I'm going to take a nap.
I know you like naps.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, but it's amazing that you can provide all those opportunities to the little kids, the big kids, even employ the big kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then get them ready for their sports.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you for that rundown. What we're going to do is take a quick minute break, and then we'll talk about what's coming up.
Sounds good. That sounds like a plan.
Okay. All right, you're listening to Talk on the Rock. The time is 1:19. We have Lucy Robinson in the studio, and we'll be right back. And of course, if you have a question, just call 874-2345. All right, the time is 1:21. We are back with our guest, Lucy Robinson, and we're going to head into what are some fall activities for kids and adults. And let's start with youth basketball.
Yeah, we do have our youth basketball program, which is an annual program helping to develop the basketball skills for kids in grades 2 through 5th or 6th. If a sixth grader chooses not to play middle school ball, they can play they can continue to play youth basketball throughout their sixth grade season. We do encourage them to join up with the middle school crew and Dustin and or whoever the coach might be, just to, you know, continue pushing forward and moving forward and progressing. But so second through fifth, sixth grade, registration actually begins on August 1st. And we'll run registration for a while. I do want to encourage parents to get online, wranglerec.com, and check out the information once it hits on August 1st. We do have some new things coming their way. We've got the youth basketball camp 1 and 2. And essentially, it's split up by age. So the second and third graders will be in camp 1, and the camp 2 will be 4th, 5th, and if we have any 6th graders. It'll run a couple days a week for 2 weeks, and this is just to bring the kids together as a group, learning the skills, just breaking the skills down, basic skills, and learning the game. Basics, like when the whistle blows, what do you do? How do you check out? Like, how do you get into the game? Your coach says, hey, go in for player so-and-so. We want kids to really slow down and learn not only the fundamentals, but the game dynamics. When the whistle blows and a referee comes and talks with you, how do you respond? And acting respectful to the referee and taking that feedback? So we want the kids to come together, and instead of tossing in the competitive edge right away, we just want to break it down, teach the fundamentals, teach the game, and then come mid-September, we'll split the kids based on skill, so we have some nice even teams and we can get out there and have a great time and learn and grow together. So we will have a regular season, which will start mid-September. All the dates and all the information will be in that registration content when we open that up on the 1st. What we're looking for and what we really need this year is parent and community involvement. Last year, I had a lot of people doing the same thing over and over again, volunteers volunteering to do scorebook and score clocks. And if folks just commit to one or two, like everybody who has a kiddo in the program commits to once or twice, they come and do the books, they come and do the score clock, they come help manage the gym and get the kids off the stage, and even refereeing. Is really helpful, and it kind of spreads the load out, so I'm not burning everybody out. You know, come October, I'm making phone calls and people are looking at their phone and it's Lucy Robinson calling and they're like, nope, not going to answer the phone. I know she's going to ask me to referee.
Oh, wow.
Or, you know, so I just want to make sure that we're spreading that. As well, it just helps people, you know, ensure that their kiddos are, they've got games that can be played. And, you know, if we don't have people to run the score clocks and if we don't have people to referee or even coach, then we don't have a season. Youth basketball is a volunteer run program. We help facilitate it. We get the equipment. We'll arrange the schedule. But ideally, it's mostly run by the volunteers, and it's made possible by the volunteers, and we really appreciate that. So we do need coaches. We need coaches as soon as possible for our camps. And then we need coaches for the regular season for the actual teams once we split them. Mm-hmm. The season runs through November. We do have an all-star game. So at the end of the regular season, which is usually mid-October, we pick all-stars comprised of, I believe, our 4th, 5th, and 6th graders.
Okay.
And then we play Petersburg typically, and then Petersburg will come here. Now, that's not carved in stone. If the weather's bad or if Petersburg doesn't have a season or whatever the case may be, you know, we might not be able to play them, but we do our best to try and connect with those guys because the rivalry starts young. You know, we've got the Petersburg-Wrangell rivalry starts young. And that's another shout out, like, hey, community, come get these kids skilled up in the younger years, and that way they progress and grow throughout. You know, we're actually the start of where the kids are learning their skills.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that the skills that are delivered and that are learned are good.
Yes.
And solid. And so that way, when they move up into the AAU programs, into the middle school programs, and into the high school programs, they've been doing the right thing for years. So,
yeah.
And Wrangell loves basketball.
Yes.
So it's important. So any of you, you know, hardcore WHS fans that are hanging out, want to do some volunteer work and want to teach kids the basic fundamentals of basketball, come chat with me. I'd love to talk about the camp and how we can make these kids you know, great ball players, and as well, not only great ball players, but respectful. Mm-hmm. You know, they respect the game, they respect themselves, they respect others. So we want to make sure that we're pushing that as well.
Definitely.
So
yeah, that's a very important part of doing any sports, and I think every coach that I talk to, they always make a point to say that about our students.
Yeah, so. And it's and I think that we do a good job at that, and we want to continue that. The other side of this is the Little Dribblers program, which is the most adorable basketball program you've ever seen. I do believe through first graders, and we had a huge group of volunteers pumping out their time last year. We started a little bit later, and we're going to work on getting little dribblers started a little earlier this time, so that we can have a little bit longer of a season. And last year we showcased their talent at the All-Star game up at the gym, WHS gym.
Okay.
When the Petersburg players were here, we did a halftime demo, and the volunteers got out there and kind of ran the kids through some skills and drills, and the crowd loved it. So
really,
it was really cute. Yeah. It was really fun. So, and that's just another opportunity for the kiddos to get their hands on the ball. It's all for fun. Mm-hmm. So it's a good time.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's that. We've got the swim club and the WHS swim team starting up, I believe, in mid-August. I don't want to give the specific dates just because I don't know right off the top of my head, and I don't want to cause a ruckus if I pump out the wrong dates. So that's a lot of pool usage by them. That's pretty much every day. They're in there swimming their laps. They're incredible athletes. Swimmers are, holy cow, I can't even believe it. I think Jamie Roberts is going to be one of our main coaches, and then Bruce McQueen might be in there as well. And they just work hard for those kids. So shout out to them. We've got something new and exciting coming up for adults, the Adult Recreation Club.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. As adults, I think that many of us have experience participating in recreation sports leagues, including baseball, softball, basketball. They were a great place to bond with, you know, our friends and make new ones and travel. They also got us up and moving and helped foster a competitive and cooperative spirit. Yet, as an adult, not a lot of people participate in those kinds of things. We're busy. We're doing adult things, which I get that. And you know, our sports and recreation become less of a hobby and more of a, like, every once in a while thing where maybe somebody blows out a hammy. And we don't want that. So, you know, coming to a sport or an activity regularly is ideal. But between work hours and family activities, there just doesn't seem to be enough time. However, you know, sports have multiple benefits for adults, just as they do for kiddos and teens. And in fact, adults are likely much more in need of the physical boost that playing rec league sports can provide. So what we're doing is, by joining the Adult Recreation Club, it provides a connection and communication resource for those people that are looking to participate in adult recreation activities. It'll be an online registration process, and it'll be an annual thing that you have to sign up for. And essentially, it's a platform. You put in your name, your phone number, your email, and you get email blasts or texts saying, hey, we've got this coming up for you. This activity, for example, we are probably going to do a capture the flag adult style activity. We thought that would be really fun.
Oh boy.
The other examples are volleyball, open gym, ultimate frisbee, indoor or outdoor, depending on the weather. Throughout the fall, we can still crush a frisbee game outside.
Yeah.
Frisbee golf. Mm-hmm. We might get a line on some of the disc golf activity.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're gonna set up a course?
We're gonna try. It might not be a full course. It would just be maybe just two of them just to practice at.
Okay.
And eventually, you know, this could all lead to Wrangell adults becoming major champions in every single sport, which is what we need.
Yes.
In our lives. I don't know.
Yeah.
Pickleball?
I mean, why not?
Pickleball is like, pickleball's hot.
What is pickleball?
Pickleball.
You should tell people. What is that?
Listen. It's got a net, and it's got some rackets, and it's got some little balls. And I think that people love it. And I don't really know a lot about it, but last year we had some volunteers head up there, donate some equipment to us, and facilitate pickleball. And they were just into it. And I think we've got a few people who are interested in running that as a regular activity. So that might be more of a regular recreation activity that we provide or facilitate in our gym, our community center gym, as well as badminton. I think Vincent, I was chatting with Vincent Ballenseg, and he said that he is interested in potentially doing a regular badminton.
Cool.
So these are the things that we're excited about. As well, we've got inner tube water polo.
Really?
Yeah, that's an exciting, fun activity.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. We'll have that. We're going to pump that out here really soon. And I think that'll kind of launch our adult recreation program.
I'm just so surprised of the sports that you're bringing to this adult program.
They're like, different.
Really? Not what I was thinking.
Nope.
Not basketball, nope. Yeah. You know,
well,
football.
I can imagine like maybe flag football and maybe some basketball as well. But I've been reading about this pickleball, and it sounds like it's an obsession all over the world. So I'm pretty excited to get it going even further here in Wrangell, because how fun would it be to have like there's folks in Petersburg who play too. Mm-hmm. So we could totally get competitive, travel,
yeah,
get t-shirts and headbands.
Okay.
And get like slogans, like chants and cheers about pickleball.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's the opportunity is endless.
Why is it called pickleball?
I'm not really sure. I'm going to have to look at the history.
And do you play like singles or doubles or?
I think you can play doubles. I think you can play. I think there's all kinds of things that you can play with
it.
You
can play with more than doubles?
Maybe. I might be wrong. But I know that you can play with more than one on each side.
Okay.
So, yeah. Cool. Yeah. There's a couple people in town who are pickleball experts. And it just makes me happy to know that they're pickleball experts.
Yeah, exactly. What makes you a pickleball
expert? I don't know, but
how did
I like
you become
it.
One?
I like it. There's all kinds of things.
Okay, that sounds pretty fun.
That is fun. Yeah, so that's a major new plug for Wrangell Parks and Rec. As well, we have the Winter Workout Challenge, which doesn't happen until next year, but we start pumping out information for that in December. And Wolfpack Wrestling and several others. The other thing, too, that I wanted to mention is we're talking about the Master Swim program as well as the Adult Learn to Swim program. Mm-hmm. So be on the lookout for that information. And essentially, Bruce McQueen has helped us throughout the years run the Masters program, which is focuses more on master style swimming, competitive swimming. So teaching stroke, rhythmic breathing, I guess just getting better at that and learning how to swim endurance wise is something that the Master Swimmer or the Masters program focuses on. And then the Adult Learn to Swim is essentially just breaking down the basics and teaching adults how to swim and feel comfortable in the water. So be on the lookout for that. I don't have the specific dates, but that's something that we'll do.
Yeah. For the adult swim, is that like, I've never swam or, you know, I learned how to swim when I was a kid.
Yep.
But...
Yeah. All levels. Okay. Yep. Absolutely. And there have been people who have come into the pool who've been afraid to put their faces in the water, who have not felt comfortable swimming at all. And I know last year there were women who had swam a mile after going from ground level all the way to swimming a full mile, which is 36 laps on their own.
That's awesome.
And doing really well with it and becoming a more of an efficient swimmer, putting their face in the water, doing the rhythmic breathing. So it's just a huge, I think it's a huge accomplishment, and it's something really special. Just like the kids learning how to swim, many adults don't know how to swim in our community, and we'd love to offer up a program that's welcoming, inclusive, and allows people to come in at whatever level they're at and feel good about it and be okay with taking direction and leadership from someone. So,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like, you know, the reason you have so many of these different programs is to be inclusive.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Parks and Rec, by everyone for everyone. That's what Kay Thomas always says. You know, she really wants to ensure that our programs are inclusive and we're well-rounded and we're providing services for everyone.
Yeah.
And our lifeguards as well. It's, you know, we want folks to come and get certified. I do have a lifeguard course coming up. I'm instructing that mid-August, and it's still available for folks to sign up for localrec.com and check that out.
Okay.
So if you want to become a certified lifeguard, we'd love to have you on board. And you have to do a quick interview just to see, you know, if you'd be eligible for hire, but we'd love to have you on board. So.
Okay. Yeah. So it sounds like definitely we're going to post this show online as we always do. So you can revisit anything that Lucy said. But yeah, it sounds like go to parksandrec.com. It's a great site. Mm-hmm. And then you can also get the email updates. Those are great. And then there's plenty of volunteer opportunities, even work opportunities.
Yeah, we got a lot going on.
Yeah,
there's a lot. Much. There's a lot happening.
There really is.
Yeah, it's crazy when I put it down on paper, how much actually happens, as well as just our regular pool schedule.
Yeah.
So you know, we don't stop our normal swims and, you know, our lap swims and our water aerobics and our arthritis class and our lap swim and our staff training, which we do every Tuesday. And everything else that happens, we don't stop those things. They keep going. And all of this.
Absolutely. You all are great orchestrators. And yeah.
We hope so.
Yeah. It seems like it. I'm impressed.
Thanks.
And you guys are just always fun to talk to. And you seem like you really enjoy your job. So that's pretty cool.
It's a pretty fun gig. I enjoy it. It's hilarious at times because, you know, you're doing your best to get people active and you see people at their best for the most part. You know, the adults in our lives that come in, they're happy to be there. They want to work out. They feel good about what they're doing. And it's preventative, and it helps them to lead healthier, more active lifestyles. So generally people are pretty joyful when they come in, and so that you can't help but be happy surrounded by that.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Do you all get Leslie Knope references all the time?
No.
Really?
No. It's funny because I just started watching that show the other day and it is hysterical. I do love it. And I think that we should all somehow develop our which character we are from that show.
Yeah, you all should.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that would be great. I need to figure out who I'm going to be, but okay. I think I'm going to be the sarcastic, who's the guy with a mustache that is just grumpy all the time.
Oh yeah.
That'll be me.
Nick Offerman's
character. Yeah, Nick Offerman's character. I just love his very dry, just his one-liners.
Oh man, I wouldn't peg you for him, but
sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to next time you all are on, I want to know the whole cast.
Okay. Okay, I'll figure that out. Maybe I'll play it at our next staff training. Guys, we're not, instead of doing rescues, we're going to watch Parks and
Rec. This is really important.
This is incredibly important. Oh, that's great.
Okay. Well, Lucy, thank you so much for spending your time with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Okay, then I will see you next time.
Okay, thumbs up. Thanks a lot, June.
Thank you. All right, you've been listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1:41, and we'll be posting that episode online, so make sure to check it out. And as always, we will be back next Tuesday with another guest at 1 p.m. Bye.